Welcome to another episode of Being Black 2020. I'm your co-founder and CEO of the Being Black 2020 podcast and wellness initiative, Harut Anu, also known as Joshua X. And today's podcast will be about a quiet mind. A quiet mind. So, as always, family, I want to thank you all for being a part of the Being Black 2020 family. The mental health advocacy is very important. To be an advocate is to be aware. To be aware is to be conscious. So to be conscious in this mental health front, what does that mean? To attack the things that you feel as though will bring you balance. And I feel as though quieting your mind is one of those things. It's one of those keys to opening the doors to restoring balance, keeping things at an equilibrium, making sure that you can go to a peaceful place. It doesn't mean always being, you know, tranquil or being serene. You might have to turn up on a few folks, but it's just about making sure that your balance stays in check, not nobody else's. So you're only responsible for your own thoughts, actions, and ideas. So how about we rely on ourselves to keep ourselves at equilibrium? And this is today. How do we do that? One of the keys is just being quiet, quieting our mind, not just our mouths, but our mind. A lot of time when we're not even talking, our mind is moving 1,000 miles a minute. All types of sounds. You remember old songs. You remember conversations. You know, you got stuff that you want to do in your head. You got ideas. You got plans. All these things bombard your mind. It can become chaotic. It can cause depression, trauma. It can cause all types of illnesses, cancers. All these things, right? Because of the tension, those tension creating knots and tumors, all of those unresolved issues turning into transgressions and turning into pain inflicted on the body. We have to quiet our mind sometimes to get a clarity of the situation, or even to just get a moment of silence so that everything is just still. There's a lot of virtue in just realizing that you need rest, not just physical rest, but emotional rest. And emotional rest is just relaxing your mind, giving yourself a mental break. We deal with a lot of things throughout the course of a day, year, lifetime, and it's not necessarily a bad thing if you want to relax. I know in this day and age, you know, you gotta, you know, chase the bag, get rich or die trying. However, how many of us are happy? How many of us even have a thought in our head that we see ourselves being happy or in a place of happiness or in a place of, you know, in a place of accomplishment. What makes you accomplished? Is it accolades? Is it peace? Is it prosperity? All these things take self-reflection. There's a lot of self-reflection ends up being other people's reflection, because you can't listen to self because the tune is, you're out of tune. A lot of us, we want to get in tune with ourselves, but we got the TV on all the time. We got the internet, Facebook, Instagram, we got Twitter, TikTok, even podcast. Everybody got a podcast. However, how many of us can lock down and cut this off for a week, a day, a month, and not feel the residual effect of missing and urging it, not noticing your time being out of the loop? A lot of us don't have businesses on Instagram. A lot of us don't have businesses on TikTok or Snapchat, but we're focusing our time and attention on these things. And even when we're not on these things have our mind. There's a time to quiet your mind, so that you can see the display of focus that you've been doing. It takes, even to be objective, you have to quiet your mind so that you can look on the outside. You'll still be looking on the inside if you can't quiet your mind, because you'll be in confusion. You'll be in the midst of it all. We need to bring ourselves some objectivity. That That's when you start to become a scientist. That's when you start to become someone who can work shadow work on themselves. That's when you start to become someone who is an advocate for themselves and an advocate for their mental health. That's when you start to become someone who is objectifiably picking targets to improve, and targets in which their mental health is can bring more balance and more prosperity. Because we don't look at mental health as being one of the main forms of income. But it is, fam. Because once your mind is gone, you don't have anything. Once your mind is gone, you don't have anything. So to even take a rest or give yourself a break is necessary, family. A lot of us have businesses, huge families, children, grandchildren. And just aspire to be more themselves. But how could you be more if you don't give yourself rest? If you don't quiet everything and to observe everything around. It's as if, family, you walk into your house and there's 1,000 people in it. And there's all types of radios and TV's on. You can't hear nobody. You don't know half the people in the house, and you can't hear half of what's going on. That'll leave most people in a state of fear, shock, anger, confusion. But they usually won't resonate with positive emotion. That's because There's no clear or comfortable situation for someone when they're out of tune. And that's what I'm saying to you all. What I've experienced through my growth and through my learning is that when I quiet my mind, I can actually identify not only what was happening to me, but what I was doing to encourage it. And what I was doing to enable it. So it's not just about, oh no, people are picking on me. Or it's not just about I hurt people. It's about what are those triggers that identify the reasons why I do that. What are those preemptive emotions that I feel before I lash out and say something like that. Or before this person says something like that. This is when you start to identify. And that's that shadow work that when you start to bring forth balance to what is self. That's when self starts to become a higher version of self. When that lower and higher self starts to balance out. So it's very important, family, that we love ourselves enough to sacrifice some quiet time. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be, you know, a complete day of silence. If you don't want to start off small, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, and just quiet your mind. I know it's hard. It's going to be as hard as you make it. For some, it's more intense because of things that are around. However, focus, breathe, practice your breathing. Slow down your breathing so that you can quiet your mind. Close your eyes, slow down your breathing, and quiet your mind. All of the fights, all the achievements, all the pain, all the shock, all of the depression, all of the things you need to accomplish, put that on the back burner and clear and quiet your mind. Clear and quiet your mind. Clear and quiet your mind. There are invaluable amounts. Of as invaluable possessions when it comes to the things you put in your life that you love. I'm not going to tell you to put a value to them. I'm not going to tell you to put them on any type of scale. But family, if you do not quiet your mind, stop focusing on everybody else and everything else, you're not going to see the big picture. You're not going to see the full picture. Things are not going to be clear because you're going to be too involved to have any objectivity. So family, quieting your mind is essential. Always remember, you're not neglecting anyone by taking care of yourself. Love is essential. Love is essential. Self-love is the most essential. So like I said, family, don't think I'm telling you to devalue anybody or anything, any goal you have, any plan you have, don't devalue it. However, there's a balance because you have to value yourself more. There has to be a love that you give yourself that is impenetrable. Nothing is supposed to penetrate your love. Just like you're not supposed to put a value to the ones that you love, nothing's supposed to penetrate the love that you have for yourself. There's an innumerable amount of circumstances in this life. Everything is circumstantial. However, how you treat yourself is totally contingent upon you. How others treat you is how you allow them to treat you. Treat yourself better by treating your mind better, by allowing it to rest from the heartache, the pain, the loads, the heavy loads, the burdens. Allow your mind some quietness. And I promise you, your mind will be thankful. Ever since I've been implementing quiet time in my mind has been so more in sync with my body. And I can actually express myself to a higher degree because I allow myself to breathe again. I allow myself to actually sit back and feel things and respond to how I felt about things. There's a importance in the quietness, in the quiet time. So, like I said, family, your mental health is important. You're important. Quietness is one of the keys to improving self. So, like as always, if you have any questions about quietness or about any other subjects that we've talked about, is about the herbs. Also, we have a new seasonal candle. This candle will not be on the market for long, but a sweet potato pie scented, and it actually looks like a sweet potato pie. It's scented sweet potato pie, but it actually has the crust and a sweet potato pie. It will be on pre-sale on 9/19, September 19th. It will be on pre-sale. So I would need you all to hurry up while supplies last. It won't be that many available. It's a very short supply, and they're going fast. A lot of people talked about them already. It will be a seasonal item. So please, family, if you want the sweet potato pie candle, if you want your house to be smelling all seasonal and, you know, smelling like the best sweet potato pie you ever tasted, please go to www.thebeingblack2020.com. Also, the hair oil and the herbs, take time to actually identify what you need and reach out with a message, and we can actually help you understand more about the items and how we actually tune them to vibrations and condom them together with different elements to help them help your body and your mind. Please feel free to message us. We always get back within an hour at least, or if not an hour, at our earliest convenience. So that's on Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, all Being Black 2020, and Facebook Being Black 2020. So until next time, family, peace, love, and hotel.